If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the book of Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 29. The book of Proverbs chapter 29. Our thought today is this: where fear can lead. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at one passage of Scripture that comes to us out of the book of Proverbs. The Holy Spirit led us to chapter 29, and He spoke to our heart about this passage and the importance of this passage that you and I today can relate to in a very, very special and in a very unique way. Proverbs chapter 29. Today, Lord willing, for just the next few moments, we want to be able to focus on verse 25. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Dear friends, when the Lord led us to this message, He began to remind us how that we all sometimes fear. Sometimes we get frightened over many circumstances and situations of life. But I can tell you today, the psalmist and those that wrote the Word of God brings to us a remedy that we can apply to our lives in a very, very special, in a very unique way. The book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs are messages of encouragement that we all can put our faith and our trust in. When you look here at Proverbs there in chapter 29 and look closely at verse 25, you can see here how that the man of God had a desire for us to put our faith and trust in the one who can help us in time of despair. When I begin to focus upon that very closely, the Holy Spirit began to show us and began to remind us how that we've all at one time or another been very afraid and had things to frighten us. Dear friends, I tell you today, the fear that comes upon you and I today can lead to a place of despair. Notice here what Solomon would say in this passage. He would tell us in verse 25 that the fear of man bringeth a snare. What is a snare? A snare is a trap. And I tell you today, dear friends, sometimes the fear that encroaches upon us leads us into a place that we feel bound. I tell you today, if you know the Lord God Almighty and you put your trust in Him, I can tell you today, on the thought of His Word, He will set you free. Oh, I tell you today, you don't have to live as though you're bound. You don't have to live as though you're tied up. I tell you today, the trust that we have in the Lord makes all the difference in our lives today. I can tell you, the fear that creeps upon man leads to a place of darkness. I tell you today, friends, don't fall victim to the wiles of the devil. Don't allow Satan to have his way in your life. Put your faith and trust in God, and the Lord will bless you and, praise God, help you. I began to look very closely at what Solomon desired to say. He was desiring for man to know that their trust could always be in the Lord God Almighty. Notice here what the Word says. The Word tells us in 1 Peter 5 and 7, casting all your care upon Him because He cares for you. The cares that we have in life can be some overwhelming. Sometimes they can burden us in a way, at least to despair. I want you to understand something, dear friends. The old adversary, the devil, who walketh about seeking whom that he may devour, has a desire for you to be in that snare. He has a desire for you to be bound and oppressed. You say, why is that, Brother Lynn? So that he can put upon you an unwillingness to serve and to hinder your witness for the God who loves you and cares for you. Oh, dear friends, I tell you that when you look here at God's inerrant word, it shows you and it tells you, praise God, what you need in this walk of life. You look at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs is a group of God's sayings that man can apply to his life so that he can live in the ways of God. This is the inspired word that God placed on the heart of Solomon. And we see here where that this man conveyed that word in a way that was pleasing to God. I tell you today, dear friends, if you will apply it and you will use it in the ways that brings the Lord glory and brings him praise, the snares that lay in wait for you will be held at bay. Oh, dear friends, the fear that Solomon was not just a light. It was not just a startle. That word fear in the Hebrew has to do with trembling. Have you ever been so afraid and so distraught that you've trembled? I have. I've been there a lot of times in my life when the fears of life have descended down upon me and had its way upon me. I tell you, when I'm troubled and I'm so low and despondent of spirit, I can tell you I'm no good to anybody or anything. But praise be to God for the Lord who loves us, and we can put our trust in that will lift us up and set us on our way. He brings to us what it is, praise God, that we need. You say, Brother Lynn, I need a lot. I tell you, dear friend, most importantly, you need the Lord to be your trust, to be your refuge, your strength in the present help of trouble. I thought about something when the Lord led us to this passage of Scripture, and the Lord led us to this passage that comes to us out of the second epistle of Timothy. Notice here in 2 Timothy, in chapter 1, in verse number 7, the word says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I tell you, what leads us in the snares is not given God. It's something that we reach in and take hold of ourselves. Fear can be overwhelming. Fear can be destructive. Fear can be a hindrance. Fear can cause one to fall out of fellowship. Fear can wreak havoc in the lives of God's people. Fear can be something that is so heavy and oppressive that our witness and our testimony will lose its momentum and be stifled in its tracks. Fear can lead to a snare. Many of the people today, many folks today are entrapped with a snare because fear has got in their life and it's encroached upon them. And fear has led to this problem and led to this problem and to that problem. And before you know it, they're encapsulated with that snare And I can tell you, you can go here, you can go there, you can go anywhere. But I can tell you today, it's only trust in the Lord and will set one free. I tell you, dear friends, if you're here in the confines of the house of God and you feel as though you're entrapped, if you feel as though a snare is laid in your wake, I can tell you that then by the power and the might of Almighty God, He will help you. He will bring you a place of release and praises. Set you free. Well, you see, dear friends, the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10, very familiar passage of Scripture, verse number 13 of Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, "For thou hast no temptation taken you, but such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation I'll make a way to escape that ye may be able to bear it." What's he saying? There is nothing that can overtake you and bind you, get you free from. I tell you today, my Lord, my God, that loves me and puts his trust upon my faith has a will to bring peace in my heart. I can't find peace if I'm troubled. I can't find peace when I'm trembling. I can't find peace when the world is heavy upon me. But praise be to God, I can find peace in my trust in the Lord. Solomon is writing this because so many in his day had been in a situation where that their fear had led them to a snare. You see, dear friends, the old adversary, the old devil, Satan himself, has a desire to you to fall in that pit. He has a desire for you to succumb to his will. He has a desire for you to fall victim to your fear. I tell you today, it's not the Lord that placed fear in your life. It's we that accept the emotion of fear. We all get afraid. There's things that is very troubling. There's things in my life that hinders me, as there's things in your life that hinders you. Just the past few days, fear and trembling and hardship and heaviness was upon me. And as I was struggling and as I was striving to undo the entanglements that I was in, the Holy Spirit reminded me, "Have you prayed? Have you prayed? Have you sought the counsel of the Holy Spirit? Have you put your faith and trust in the Lord?" Praise God, I did, and that snare was laid to waste. You see what happens when one puts their faith and their trust in the Lord. What happens in your life when you stew and you weigh and you feel so alone and oppressed? I tell you what happens. The old devil will lay a snare. He'll lure you. He'll tempt you and try you till it snags up upon you. That snare. Is a trap. The fear that Solomon is speaking of here is not a fright when somebody says boo. It's not a fear like if someone jumps out behind you and startles you. The fear that Solomon is speaking of here in the Hebrew text has to do with a fright that is so real that one trembles. I want you to know something today. When the fear of life descends upon you and you're trembling and you don't know which way to turn, confusion seems to abound. But I tell you today, look to the Lord. Put your faith and your trust in the Lord, and my God will bring you home. He'll bring you home. I thought so much about that these days of late. You know why? Because there is nothing that Satan would rather have in your life than to have you snared, than to have you encased in his will. Why? Why? So that your witness and your testimony will be suppressed in ways that the outside world will not see your love for God. You know, I thought about the sayings that comes to us out of the book of Proverbs. I thought about all the beautiful language that was brought forth by the psalmists. I thought about all these things and how that they've touched my life and how that they've enriched my life, and no doubt they've enriched your life. When you look at the book of Proverbs, you can go to verse number 1 of chapter 25. And you will find there that 2 centuries after Solomon would pen this wonderful text, that in the days of Hezekiah, they were relishing and they were cherishing and they were dictating these psalms and they were applying them to their life. The Bible says in Proverbs 25, in verse number 1, these are the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judea, copied out. What he's saying was that they were reading them, they were writing them, they were applying them to their life because the anguish and the pain that they suffered, like we suffer, had a remedy and through God Almighty. We read it. We are to heed to it. That's why the Bible says in the general epistle of James that we're to be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Listen, if we hear the word and we heed to the word and we acknowledge the word and we do the word, God will see you through. Is that to say you'll never be fearful? No. Fear comes. Trial, tribulation, hardship comes. But praise be His name. Praise be the name of God that makes us a way of escape. You see, dear friends, you may be here today. You may feel bound. You may feel tied. You may feel limited. I tell you today, the Lord God that we serve and belongs to, He has a desire to give you liberty this morning. You don't have to leave here bound. You don't have to leave here shackled. You can leave here free. I thought about when I worked at the sheriff's department. Took 3 men to prison. Me and another officer did. Had them in leg irons and had them all chained up and belly chains, and they were just all decked out in tatters and fetters. They couldn't go anywhere. They were limited in their movement. But you know something? When we got them to prison, I had to take my handcuffs off. And another officer had to put his handcuffs on to lead them to another pod. Did you know something? I had that key to set them free. I thought about that a great deal. When you're bound and you feel as though you're limited in what you do, praise be to God. The Lord has the key to set you, praise God, free. God does. God does. You don't have to exist in that snare. You don't have to be a part of that group that's hindered and always oppressed. Praise be to God. We can have liberty today. A child of God should be the happiest person on the face of this earth. that many times we're so sad. Miss Angie talks about it a lot, about the murmuring and the complaining that goes on in our lives, and we're all victims of it. It's a snare. It's a pitfall that Satan loves for us to be in. Oh, I tell you today, dear friends, when I thought about that passage, it spoke to our heart. The fear of men bringeth a snare. Your fear, your unwillingness to do what it is that God would have you to do, it will, you rest assured of this, it will entrap you. But notice, but whosoever. That doesn't say just for Brother Lynn and Brother Stevie. That says whosoever. That means us all. For whosoever, whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. My God, my Lord, my Savior, He will lead us to safety. He will lead us. Praise God. Where it is that we need to be. Why was that so important to the Lord in the days of Solomon? Because the people in that day, or as the people in our day, they have problems. They have worries. They have woes. They have hardships. They have trials. They have tribulation. They have all these things that brings about oppression. And no matter what man may say or think he can do, it takes a trust in the Lord to make a difference in one's life. Solomon wanted them to understand that. Praise God, he wanted them to embrace that. And the same message holds true today. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I've been entrapped a lot. Why can't alleviate this pressure and suffering? I tell you today, friend, trust in the Lord. That's why Proverbs tells us in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. What's He saying? I've set you free. I'll lead you. I'll guide you. I'll direct you. When I'm shackled with sin and the fear has put me in a state of trembling, I tell you, friends, my momentum, my enthusiasm is gone. That's what Satan wants. If he can oppress you, if he can depress you, if he can hinder you, if he can cause havoc in your life, he'll lay a snare up from you and he'll have you. There are so many today that are sitting in the house of prayer that are ensnared and they're enslaved to the will of this devil. So I don't like to hear that. Well, it's true. It's true. I thought about the psalmist David. We spoke briefly about the psalmist and the impact that the psalmist had through the inspired word of God. David tells us in Psalms 40, I believe this is the time in his life where that fear had gripped him in a way that led him to a time of trembling, a time of discomfort, a time of anguish and pain. The Bible tells us in Psalms 40, verses 1 down through verse number 3, the psalmist writes, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Notice here, when he was in that pit, he could go nowhere. When he was in that quarry mire, he could go nowhere. But when God reached down and touched him and lifted him up, praise God, he set him free. And David rejoiced. He praised and he sang the glories of God. We need to sing the glories of God. We need to put our faith and our trust in the Lord each and every day of our lives. I'm thankful today that I have faith. I'm thankful today. But oh, dear friends, I'm so thankful for what God has done and is willing to do for me through my trust in Him. Where can fear lead? It can lead to a snare. And that snare can bring about all types of problems in one's life. You know why? Because it gives us a chance to think. And you know the problem with so many today, we think about the wrong things. We think about things on how to get out of a situation, instead of thinking about who can get us out of that situation. We think about things that not only would enable us to be set free, but we think about things that compiles all the more. And that snare, that hardship that we find ourselves in brings about trouble not just to our lives, but the lives that is around. You know, the Bible says that the borders of hell is expanding. Expanding. That's a trap that man's never going to get out of. That's a snare that is encased so many in the day and time in which it is that we live. So what Solomon is saying, that the only remedy that we have for the fears that cause us hardship and problem is trust in the Lord. I'm not going to sing to you this morning, I promise. But I was back in my study praying this morning, and the Lord laid this old hymn on my heart. You know it well. On page 157 at the bottom, there's a song called Trust and Obey. The chorus of this song says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey." Trusting in the Lord changes everything. For you know what that trust does? That trust lets God know that you love Him. And why do you love Him? Because He first loved us. You see, dear friends, it don't take much to get out of that snare. All it takes is trust. When you feel that fear, that trembling fear, that you know that is not of God, look to the Lord. You say, "Are you pointing at me?" No, I'm pointing at me. I'm pointing at me. Because I can fall victim just as you fall victim to the things in life that so easily oppress us. You see, the Lord has a desire for us to have joy in our heart. He has a desire for us to cast our cares upon Him because that He cares for us. Not to live as a prisoner, not to live as a captive, but to know that His only begotten Son led and set the captive free. Friends, listen, if you're here today and fear has had a field day in your life, if you feel as though today that you're entrapped, that you're bound, that you're tied, that you're hindered, dear friends, we encourage you, put your trust in the Lord. Put
trust in the Lord. Know that the Lord God Almighty can change as none other. That the Lord God Almighty, that Solomon spoke so eloquently about in the book of Proverbs, can bless you. He can help you and praise His glorious name. He can enable you to have that joy that David had with that new song in his heart. Friends, listen. If you're here with us today and you need a change, start with trusting in the Lord. Start with trusting in God. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. There is nothing greater than being safe and secure in the arms of God. That comforts me. That comforts me. I think about Cason back there, that little boy. Now, there's no doubt in my mind, and I know that Colton and Shay may agree with me, he might get rowdy occasionally. But there is something about being in mama's arms, being held by daddy, brings about that feeling of safety and security. Dear friends, you know something? When I'm troubled and fear is creep upon old Lynn, and the trembling anxieties of life have descended down upon me, there's nothing more special than knowing the embrace of the Heavenly Father. You say, how do you know that? Because I experienced it last week.